Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, October 6, 2005. It's a joy to spend a few moments sharing a portion of God's Word with you. Today's message is titled, God is Always Active. I'll use two scripture verses today, both from the book of Genesis. First, Genesis 37:20, and then Genesis 50:20. Come now, let's kill him and throw him into one of these cisterns and say that a ferocious animal devoured him. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. Of course, that is a description of Joseph. A friend of mine told me about an experience he had recently. He was having lunch in a restaurant with another friend and was candidly sharing with him regarding his attempts to get another job. Unbeknownst to him, after he had been seated, the son of the owner of the company he worked for had sat down directly behind him. Well, although my friend was sharing discreetly, he nevertheless was overheard by the owner's son, who in turn reported it back to the owner. Needless to say, my friend was unemployed a bit quicker than he had intended. Although he was expecting to move on, he didn't expect to do so that quickly. I have since heard from him, and he already has another job and is now able to chuckle about this act of providence. Consider how God uses events in our lives and the actions of others that, at the time, seem to make no sense at all. It may be a mistake on our part, or the malicious attempts of others to do us harm. But God is always at work for the ultimate good of His children. However, we may very well see nothing at all good about it in the short term. Some of you are in the midst of that short term as you read this. When we are hurt, our faith and character are tested by how we respond. We must settle this question. Is God really in charge or not? Of course He's in charge. Absolutely. All the time, even when we make a mistake or others seek to hurt us. Joseph certainly knew hurt. He had long wait to see God's plan come about. Yet he stayed faithful, and when things finally came together, he could assure his fearful brothers as he did in the second daily text. He realized that although his brothers had intended him harm, which they certainly did, God has a wonderful way of overriding the intents of others to fulfill His purpose. Some of you listening to this today are stinging with hurt, and the root of bitterness is growing. You must get a grip. We are in the middle of the story, and that's where our faith is especially critical. Like Joseph, others may certainly intend to hurt us. The difficult circumstances of life also seem to bring us harm. However, God is always active in His children, intending to work out even the most difficult situations for our good. What blessed assurance when we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. Well, it's a real blessing to share with you this morning this word of encouragement from the Scriptures. I do share a song in the written version that I've used a number of times. I've enjoyed the song for years, titled Trust His Heart, by a musician by the name of Babby Mason. And there is an audio link to that as well, if you would care to listen to it. It's actually a demonstration available on a website called soundtracks.com. There's a direct link on either the website or email post today. Minder the email. The email is available through this, anyone that would choose to get it, and our website is dailyencouragement.net for more of these materials. Let me conclude today by sharing a prayer that Brooksine has written as she examined today's message, and it's our prayer for each listener today as well. Jesus, I am so very thankful that You inspired Moses to record the events that took place in Joseph's life. Many times I've read his story, and it brought renewed hope that You had an overall plan for me when I was quite perplexed about my situation. Joseph reminds me that obedience to You may come with a mighty big price tag. even unfair consequences. The very sin he was intent in avoiding, he was accused of. I'm so thankful that he did not grow bitter and turn his back on you, but rather he permitted you to develop his leadership skills while in prison. And those leadership skills would serve him well years later during Israel's famine. I wonder how many hardened hearts were changed by simply spending time with him in his prison duties. Remind me that when I'm in the midst of unfair circumstances, I'm also in training for the higher goal of your overall plan for my life. And help me somehow to be thankful rather than bitter. In your name I pray. Amen. Well, have a blessed day. It's always a joy to share these words with you. Continue to stay faithful and be assured that God is always actively working for our good.